Watch, Antifa marches with lit flares in Seattle pro-abortion rally. By Bob Price on May 4, 2022. Antifa protesters joined with pro-abortion activists to rally on the streets of Seattle in reaction to the leaked draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court regarding the possible overturn of Roe v. Wade. Antifa carried lit flares and carried signs threatening to burn her state. Antifa members took to the streets of Seattle on Tuesday afternoon to join with protesters. The group carried lit torches and threatening signs, according to tweets from independent journalist Katie Davis Court. Black bloc Antifa militants have begun to light flares. pic.twitter.com/ukvachixi1. Katie Davis Court, at Katie Davis Court, May 4, 2022. Some of the Antifa crowd chanted "I smell Nazis" while carrying lit flares and signs threatening, "Burn our rights, we burn our state." Antifa militants chant, "I smell Nazis" while standing in the corner with lit flares. pic.twitter.com/7v6lu38ru8. Katie Davis Court, at Katie Davis Court, May 4, 2022. "We had a little Tifa activity up here in Seattle too, Como Journo assaulted and camera smash. Abortion is still legal AF in WE. I don't know what the "or else we burn your state down" is for pic.twitter.com/tkxl. Diamond Tap Bordeaux Chainboard, at David Bowie's Cock, May 4, 2022. Davis Court stated that dozens of Antifa members joined forces with the pro-choice marchers. Marchers chanted "not your body, not your choice. Pro-life. Go fuck yourself." pic.twitter.com/itchk25cats. Katie Davis Court, at Katie Davis Court, May 4, 2022. Dozens of Antifa Black Bloc just joined the group. pic.twitter.com/6mr63d3k. Katie Davis Court, at Katie Davis Court, May 4, 2022. The protest took place in the Seattle Police Department's East Precinct. This is the district that was overthrown in 2020 when the Autonomous Zone, CHAZ, was set up. Seattle PD bike officers arriving on scene. The group is marching to the SPD East Precinct, the precinct that was overthrown to create CHAZ. pic.twitter.com/dfnbhgfbbf. Katie Davis Court, at Katie Davis Court, May 4, 2022. Washington Governor Jay Inslee and other state officials joined the protest to speak against the possible overturn of Roe v. Wade, the Center Square reported. A leaked draft of the draft decision by the U.S. Supreme Court that could overturn Roe v. Wade prompted Governor Jay Inslee and other state officials to hold a rally in support of abortion rights. The Center Square, at the Center Square, May 4, 2022. "Trudy and I have come here to say something very simple, and that is this. Washington State was a pro-choice state. Washington State is a pro-choice state, and we are going to fight like hell to keep Washington a pro-choice state," Governor Inslee told the crowd. The governor was joined by other Washington officials including Attorney General Bob Ferguson, House Speaker Lori Jenkins, King County Executive Dow Constantine, Congresswomen Pramila Jayapal, and Marilyn Strickland, and Seattle Deputy Mayor Monisha Harrell. Jennifer Allen, the CEO of Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates, also joined the group. In Los Angeles, Antifa protesters also joined with pro-choice protesters and threw rocks and bottles at local and federal police, Breitbart News reported. ICE Homeland Security investigations and Los Angeles police officers responded to the protest and came under attack from the protesters. Law enforcement officials attempted to monitor the event as the crowd grew from about 30 people to more than 250. The protesters began blocking streets and intersections to disrupt traffic. Protesters then began hurling bottles and rocks at the officers. At least one officer sustained an injury from the attacks. Los Angeles Police Department officials tweeted a traffic notice and then an update confirming the attack on the officers and the injury sustained by at least one officer. Following the night of protests in cities across the nation, President Joe Biden added fuel to the fire, saying, "This MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history." Biden: "This MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history." pic.twitter.com/7gx72l9a. The postmillennial, at Postmillennial, May 4, 2022. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.